Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Monday morning. With the Birds win, they get another win. It is, a real possibility of a march to a Super Bowl here. Now, look, it wasn't the most beautiful win. We know that. Defense was great. Offense, not so much. But they defeat the Packers, and all things being what they are, I don't want to say comfortably, but it wasn't that close. I'll put it that way. Look, it's a game to break down, and we'll do it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Obviously, the Eagles will play the winner of the Vikings and the Rams. That game's tonight. Eagles will play on Sunday, by the way. Sunday for the Eagles. So they'll face a team on short rest. Look, a lot to do with you all on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Rich.
Joe, that is a huge deal that we face a team on short rest.
I love it.
Think about that. We know going in, they have one less day to prepare. And wow. And it's a night game. A night game is even less time. Like, it's a day and then some.
And so, coming from the West Coast.
I know. It's a huge deal.
It's a big advantage.
It feels serendipitous. I'm just saying there are things that have to happen and come together for good things for that season to have that completely special feel to it. This is one of those things where the dominoes fell our way. But, yeah, good to see you. Mickey Mouse's ears face forward no matter what direction his head faces.
I don't know where you come up with this stuff, man, but I believe
his head's facing backward and his ears, they're still cupped forward. It's this incredible cheat, like a comic cheat, like the animators never draw his ears any differently regardless of which way his head's
moving.
It's
almost like the Eagles defense no matter what, unless it's the fourth quarter against Washington. They come through. Look, let's be real, guys. The Eagles won this game in large measure because the defense was spectacular. Now, we'll take your reaction to it all, 215-592-9494. I thought it was one of the best performances by the Eagles defense all year. Obviously, one of the best performances by an Eagles defense in a playoff game in a long time. Now, I do think, somewhat independent of the Eagles defense, Jordan Love wasn't very good, okay? So I want to separate that a little bit. Eagles
but
defense.
There's a causality.
There is a causality.
You have to give credit to the defense.
I am. But I'm
just
also
like
saying
you have to give credit to the Packers defense for doing everything they could to defuse our offense. And I hear people talking like that wasn't an impressive win. I hear people scoffing at that win like a double digit playoff victory.
Yeah.
Isn't impressive enough?
Well, impressive is an interesting word. I
don't know. It makes me angry to some degree that people are this spoiled. Oh, it needed to look how. That's a good team. The Green Bay Packers, their defense is really good too.
Well,
is really good too. Look at all the numbers heading into that game. It was comparable. We had to struggle to move the football at times because they're a good defense. They are well coached.
Part of it. Jalen did struggle.
Jalen, absolutely.
Yeah, he struggled.
I was told that he wasn't going to be rusty, but I think that's wrong. I think we saw a little bit of rust, and I think that's okay.
Well, we may have, or we may have just seen he's just not that good, and people can decide, and we
he's
can go round and round.
Not that bad, though. We've watched him all year. Like, rust was it? There is no way.
Rust was probably effective.
Yeah, he's not as bad as he was yesterday. He hasn't been all year.
Fortunately, that's the worst Jalen that we'll see this postseason.
I hope so.
So he was good.
Likely.
He was not great.
Yeah.
We should have scored a lot more with the way that our defense took the ball away, but it's hard to play quarterback. It to lead an offense at this level when everyone's trying to defeat you, destroy you, hurt you, kill you, maim you. Think about, look around the rest of the league. Look at Baker Mayfield. Look at Baker Mayfield.
There were a lot of quarterbacks.
Was a really, really, really strong season because of his experience that he's accrued. By the way, let's think about that too. Everyone who's looking down their nose at Jalen, saying why isn't he more advanced at reading defenses? That bothers me because he's not Sam Darnold yet. He's not okay. How old? You got a few more years under your belt in the same system and the same offense. Baker Mayfield, he's sort of a guy who's been around and recycled in this
for
league.
Sure, for sure.
And so he's seen a lot. Sam Darnold, same thing. But they struggled. Sam Darnold last week looked nothing like the good Sam Darnold.
Yeah, yep.
Baker Mayfield lost yesterday. Look at Justin Herbert, who's a young up-and-coming quarterback who I thought would be outstanding with the run game he's got attached. He completed less than 50% of his passes and threw four picks.
John, I didn't even think Stroud was very good. He was horrible until he got better, but he won. But he wasn't particularly good. It was the way
Matthew Stafford is so much better now than he was when he was the young, just bazooka, massive arm in Detroit.
Yeah.
Yes, these quarterbacks, they make mistakes too. It is it's a tough thing to do to go out there and read it out the way you're asking. It's hard to play quarterback. Everything's geared to stop you. I'm excited about the fact Jalen has something that those other guys don't have. That outweighs the perfect reading it out that
the
you're looking
stuff,
for.
The running stuff?
Yes.
Well, yeah.
He has the skill set that allows us the advantage that's even greater than having Tom Brady, the perfect pocket passer, read it out. We have an extra guy on every play. We have an extra guy on every single play our offense runs because Jalen Hurts is who Jalen Hurts is. And he does an incredible job of reading out the run game and getting us in the right play. Coach talked about the way that he changed plays at the line of scrimmage. You got a blitz in your face. Okay, we're going to have a blitz beater. Dial it up. Signal it out. I'm changing the face of this game the way I see fit, and it works. Because of what the coaches have provided me, the framework the coaches have provided me, it was good in that respect on several occasions.
I'm surprised you are like.
There were also times where it wasn't good enough.
He put them in a lot of jeopardy. Let me just say this: in a game where it should not have been that close, because not only did the D like generally play great drive by drive, they also created four turnovers. And by D, I'm including the special teams, obviously. Three by the defense, one by the special teams. Like, Jalen played with a lot of fire yesterday. That was scary. No, but let me say one more thing.
What do you mean he played with a lot of fire? He was too aggressive?
He made the game closer than it had to be. When I say play with fire, it got sort of close to almost losing because he didn't play better. But
it was not great. He was too loosey-goosey with his own body. He needs to protect himself better. Well, he gave too much of what you were asking for last week, which was sacrifice himself in the run game. I thought that was insanity
the way
he was finishing with his head forward again.
But
you got to protect yourself better than that.
Well,
rusty. It was like no matter how you cut it, he was a little rusty. That's okay. We're still alive. I love what he brings better than anyone else.
You don't mean better than anyone else.
Okay. I love the
you like,
I love
you like
the
Hurts
fact
more than
that,
I do. You think he's a better player than I do. I mean,
I absolutely think he's a better player. I don't think he's perfect. I think he's going to look better this postseason immediately. And those who doubt that we can throw the football, just wait, because A.J. Brown had one catch for 10 yards. I guarantee he's going to be targeted an awful lot when this next game starts.
Well, probably.
So
that
probably means he'll have some touchdowns in his back pocket.
We'll
he'll be
say.
Feeling good. And Jalen's numbers are going to be a little heftier this next week around, no matter who we play.
All right, so look, your reaction to the whole thing, obviously Hurts a pretty juicy topic coming out of that game. You know, what you make of it, 215-592-9494. I'll say this, I think there's an inaccuracy going around town. I heard it a lot after the game yesterday, and I don't know that it's true. A lot of people said Hurts has to play better for the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. I don't know that to be true. You know,
he doesn't.
They very well may win with him playing at this level. And you guys know I'm not happy that he plays at this level. But the greatness of the
team.
This
level is good.
No, this level is not.
He played at a good level.
John, he played
bad. This last game? He was bad yesterday.
Two different issues here.
Mistake-free he played, which was huge.
Yeah, no, that's a big part of it. And that's been a big part all season. Two different things here. How good he was, how great the Eagles are. Let me just make this point again. The Eagles very well may win the Super Bowl with Jalen playing at this level. We don't know that when people say we as fans need him to play better, we don't know that's true because the defense is so exceptional. Saquon is so exceptional. I mean, they really are a team that may overcome Jalen's deficiencies and win it all. I hope he plays better. I am aware that he may be a preventing factor of them winning the Super Bowl. That scares me. That scares me a lot. Third and fourth quarter yesterday, that was a big worry there. But it was a survive and advance day. And guys, before we go any further,
it's a double-digit playoff win. That's impressive.
Well, here we go. Tremendous credit to the defense. Guys, I mean, let's not bury...
Well, what about Saquon Barkley, too?
Yes, but more to the defense yesterday.
I was unimpressed with the big bites we were trying to take on offense in terms of, like, I felt Kellen Moore could have gotten the offense out of their sputtering early.
Could have given it to Saquon Moore.
Quick stuff. Well, hand it off to Saquon a lot more early. Then, you know, late. Missed opportunity on that front. I think that'll look better. But Saquon, the fact that I was very grateful that we did stick with the run. You know, even though it didn't start as run heavy as what I would have expected.
It was a formula game in a lot of ways for the Eagles. In a ton of ways. One of which was they gave the ball to Saquon more in the second half than the first half. I mean, it fit the formula that Saquon had 9 carries in the first half. That's what they do. They normally give him about 9 or 10 in the first half and about 13 to 16 in the second half. That's what they do. It's what they did again. And look, I'll give Sirianni credit for this, man. He didn't panic. There are a lot of people around here panicking. And I think Sirianni, who probably didn't feel completely comfortable in the third quarter, how could anybody? But he knew that he could lean as that game went on more on Saquon Moore. Now, look, would I have liked them to give it to Saquon Moore early? Yes. I called for that all week. I was very clear. Look, two things I called for. Saquon more often, Jalen to run more. Two things I called for. You know, look, they played with some fire, but to use an NCAA tournament term, it was a survive and advance day, and credit mostly to the defense. They were freaking awesome. Awesome. I mean, that is a championship-level defense, and obviously you guys know my hope. My hope is that Jalen doesn't hold the team back from winning the title. We'll see. We'll see.
I think that narrative is just too much.
Okay, we'll see.
It was good, not great.
He was below average. Well, he was below average.
I wanted to see a lot better. I can't say it's below average because he did do what he was asked to do. I mean, it does feel like that ask is getting less and less.
Well, for sure. I mean, the defense carried the day, and the running game is there when you need
it. And that's the mark of a great team. When all the parts are so strong,
I don't disagree.
There's less needed from each part.
Listen, they got a great football team. There's no question.